here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
When we do need to know what is happening around the Gold Coast, we go to the Gold Coast newsroom where we find Rod McLeod there. Rod, this week, disruptions in the Tugun Tunnel. That's going to cause issues. We'll get to that coming up. The housing summit continues, the chat fest.
Yes, state government's getting together with all the housing industry leaders and they're having a bit of a roundtable to discuss how are we going to solve the crisis that is facing Queenslanders now, where the rents are going through the roof and there's not enough housing.
Never been like this before, has it?
It's been the perfect storm. Ever since the COVID and the whole supply chain issues and things really started to go south as far as getting people involved with construction and all the difficulties that they've gone through, it's just exacerbated everything. So what they're trying to come up with some solutions, one of them is to limit rent increases to just once a year. Currently in Queensland, you are allowed a twice a year rent increase.
Okay, but would that mean, though, they'll just triple the rent in that one increase?
It could do. And again, that would create more issues for people being unable to afford their rent increases. But with interest rates going up, people who have investment properties can't afford to keep paying the mortgages on these investment properties. They don't have a choice. Now, the Tugun Bypass, it's undergoing some essential maintenance over the next 4 nights. So until Friday morning, as a matter of fact. For the next couple of days, they're undergoing essential maintenance from, 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Okay.
So if you're travelling north and southbound, you won't be able to go through the Tugun Tunnel. You'll be diverted onto the Gold Coast Highway or Stewart's Road.
All right. So, but during the day,
it's fully open.
Yep. Okay.
You can wind down your window and yodel as you go through it. As I have been known to do occasionally.
Really?
Yeah, just for the...
I love that.
Just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
And at nighttime from 8 p.m. till 6 a.m, it's going to be shut.
Okay, that's on Friday.
And finally, boaties are being reminded, behave. There was a big maritime blitz on our waterways over the weekend. In the Coomera River alone, there were 33 tickets issued. Over 140 boaties were stopped. That includes jet ski users, of course. Concerning, most of them were done for speeding.
Yeah, because there are different speed limits in different parts of waterways. If it's a built-up kind of area,
yes,
you got to slow right down.
That's right.
And obviously people aren't doing that.
No, they're not doing that, especially the motorised watercraft of the jet skis, which can get up to about 100 clicks, I think.
Oh, yeah, they can really move.
They can motor. So, please, slow down. Observe the limits on the sides. They're not just there to look pretty.
Yep.
Observe those speed limits, and they're going to be conducting further blitzes right and through until the Easter holidays.
And that is what you need to know.